You will hear a man addressing the volunteers at food bank.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for coming out so early to help at the food bank. I know there are many regulars, but today we have an exceptionally large number of new volunteers. A very warm welcome to you all, which is why I've got you all together to go over some key information. What is special about this food bank is that we don't ask for a referral. Most expect clients to be referred by a social worker, a medical practitioner, or a teacher at their child's school. Our view is that this adds an unnecessary extra step for people who are already under stress. All we do here is ask people to sign for their food parcel, and by doing so, they are confirming that they are in genuine need. Okay, so when people come in, they go to the front desk and we ask them about the members of their household. Those with children aged 16 or under are sent over to Connie's team on the right. Give us a wave, Connie. Single people, couples, and those without children, or whose children are 17 or above, are sent to Paul's team on the left. That's Paul waving at us now. So, in case you were wondering, the reason we divide our clients up like this is because we need to prioritize children. Fresh fruit and vegetables and things like yogurt and other dairy products are offered to those families first. Today, all the new volunteers will be paired up with someone more experienced so you can watch and learn. All volunteers are either assigned to Connie or Paul's teams, or they are in the back, sorting through the donations and making up the food parcels. We also need some people to update our website at the end of the session so that our donors will always know what products we're most in need of. If any newcomers are good with IT, please let me know after this briefing. Now, a few people have asked me if clients can choose what to receive. The answer is usually no, but in case of, you know, people who don't eat certain things like vegetarians, vegans, or those who are gluten-free, or if a member of the family has an allergy, we do try to exchange any products that don't suit them. But obviously, it depends on what's left that day. So, for example, if a client has a tin of tuna and they are vegetarian, swap it for a tin of beans if you can. We encourage clients not to take any item they won't use, but most of them wouldn't anyway because they are aware that another family in need could use it. Now, before we open the doors, please remember that none of the people who come to us want to be in the situation where they need to ask for food. Most of them have lost their jobs or are too sick to work, but with the cost of living crisis, many working people rely on us too. Treat everyone with respect, and you'll find that the vast majority will be grateful. Very occasionally, we have someone who gets a bit loud or uses bad language. If you have any concerns at any time, please call either Paul, Connie, or me over.